New York Times dance critic Alistair McCauley has an unusual assignment this holiday season. He's traveling coast to coast watching as many productions of The Nutcracker as he can in a single month. So far, he's seen 32 performances, and he joins me now on a rare break between shows. Alistair is in New York. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
So are you a bit of a masochist? I mean, wow, 32 productions of The Nutcracker, most all of them in December, this month.
I know it's really crazy, and one has to use the pun, it's nutty. It really is. But it's about the only ballet I could do this with. I mean, I think the difference about The Nutcracker is it is terribly adaptable. So the story is going to be slightly different in each production you see. The music also is doing something new every minute, every 2 minutes. So you don't, it doesn't get stuck in a rut. The story keeps moving on, the music keeps moving, it's diverse.
So before I ask you about specific shows that you've seen this season, explain why you're doing this.
I'm an Englishman who moved to America in 2007. And straight away I realized that The Nutcracker is a much bigger deal in America than anywhere else.
Hmm.
And so why don't I, instead of doing the traditional thing, which is to groan, oh, The Nutcracker again, what a cliche, why don't, in fact, I embrace it and discover America and The Nutcracker, both of them in greater depth by seeing as many as possible.
Do you have an estimate of, you know, sort of like a ballpark figure for how many different Nutcracker productions will be staged this season across the country?
I haven't tried counting how many Nutcrackers there are, but a friend told me that last year somebody estimated that there are about 800 Nutcracker productions being done in the world and well over 300 of them being done in America.
Wow.
I actually would suspect that's a conservative estimate, because the moment I announced in advance that I was going to do a Nutcracker marathon tour, I got invited to so many, and I thought, if there are this many obscure Nutcrackers, if I could find them all, I reckon it would total more than 300.
So what is the weirdest one that you've seen?
The weirdest may have been one of the worst, which is called a Nutcracker Rated R, which was in New York. It's trying to be wacky, alternative, very sexy, very naughty. Occasionally we get more or less bare breasts than mice and other characters. The snow scene becomes a cocaine party with a snow queen passing around white substance. And on the whole, it's just a silly concept. And you thought you could do this to any music, and they were just trying to be the Rocky Horror Show.
What do you think it is about this ballet, about this piece of music that Tchaikovsky produced, that is so enduring and durable?
The Nutcracker is simply great theatre music. I think if you don't find yourself very interested by the Spanish dance, for example, in one performance, it doesn't matter, because 2 minutes later you're getting the Arabian dance, which is a completely different kind of instrumentation. Then you're getting the Chinese dance, then you're getting the Russian dance. Later on you're getting the waltz, the flowers. Just as you think this is one kind of atmosphere, the whole climate changes and you're getting the big, grand, tragic adagio for the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Given that you've seen 32 productions this month, do you think that if you were at one production now and, say, you know, a cast member got sick, you could be pulled from the audience and just fill in?
That is the saddest, unhappiest idea. No, I'd be terrible on stage, and I'd get the giggles. I'd probably go into the wrong version.
That's Alistair McCauley. He's the chief dance critic for the New York Times. His special series chronicling 28 different Nutcrackers is called The Nutcracker Chronicles. Alistair, thank you so much for joining us, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.